Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. He is the owner and co-founder of Yachtway Hago. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I came across a news article about this platform, which was an MLS. And the reason MLS stood out for me is because I'm Canadian. And of course, in Canada, when you are going to buy a house, you look for the MLS. Multiple listings. And there was nothing like that in yachting at all. I've always wondered why this didn't exist before, not even in real estate in Europe, let alone in yacht. But what made you think this is a good idea and why did this come about?
Yeah, with all fairness, it does exist in a very segmented way in the yachting industry today. About 5 or 6 years ago, I moved to Florida from Silicon Valley, and like everybody who moves to Florida, they think that the best thing to buy first is getting a boat for yourself. And you're not really having any experience in this industry. I started digging through the existing platforms to really try to find myself something that might interest me. And the information itself was so segmented and so overwhelming that it put me in a backseat. I was scared to approach anybody because I didn't even want to ask dumb questions about what is anti-fouling, what is stern thrust. But then slowly but surely, I found myself at the boat show and found a guy who was a broker, and he started walking me through and found a boat for myself. And after using that boat for 6 months, I found that that's not the boat that I really want. And then I started trying to find a way to sell it. I realized that you cannot sell your boat. So it's not like a car that you just go and list it up and boom, it's like a real estate. You have to have a professional person to sell it for you. So I found a person who sells it to me and then found another boat for myself, a very well-known shipyard. And as an owner of a brand new boat, I started creating content online on my YouTube channel. How to buy a boat, what are the options that I like, really walking through the whole process of owning and building yourself a custom motor yacht. And people started loving it. They started asking me questions. Hey, what is that option? A lot of people I found that are in the same boat that I am. They just don't know.
Same boat. Yeah, literally.
And the industry is changing. A lot of people are in their early mid-30s, 40s, 50s. They're not your fourth, fifth, sixth boat. So they really want to learn about the boats in a modern way. And while I started doing the digital content myself about a boat, I ended up getting myself a broker's license, trying to really understand how this industry works from all three different perspectives, basically. And I got myself a broker's license. I've now sold, I think, close to $100 million worth of boats. And while I was selling it, I realized that listing a boat is not that simple. Like, I literally have to go through three different platforms to get one thing done. It was super frustrating. And none of the content that I was posting was really modern. It was all text file. It wasn't really appealing in any shape or form. So I came up with an idea like, hey, let's just build our own MLS website that really targets and hits every single pain point that has taken place in the industry since 1995, literally. There hasn't been a change in the software side since 1995. In terms of software, boats themselves keep getting better and more modern and more luxurious. But the buying process is so archaic that it feels like, is the boat actually going to be like that? So with a good friend of mine, On, who used to be the head developer for Uber Freight System. So we just put our heads together and together built a yachting platform called Yachtway, which brings together shipyards, brokers, dealers, and customers in all one unified platform.
What's great about it, too, is that you have to have an active broker's license to be registered on this. Now, talking about broker's licenses, thick, few, and far between. Not a lot of people are licensed.
Yeah, and that's what we want to push on the Outway as well, is transparency and making sure that the customers will pay millions of dollars on something they don't really need. See, you don't want to have somebody who wakes up in the morning and thinks, you know what? I want to sell boats. And then just start selling boats. So that's why we really try to make the buyer comfortable. And we're not asking the broker or dealer to bring in three different listing agreements to get on our platform. We just ask you to get a permit. Just like you get a driver's license to drive on the street, we ask you to have a permit to sell. It's such a simple thing, because getting a broker's license is not nearly as complicated as it is to get a real estate license.
That's what blows me away. You can buy a house for a couple hundred grand. Some of these boats are going for $500-700 million, and you don't need a license?
The same with the driving. You don't need to have a license, a boat, like a captain's license, to drive a boat in Florida. I think this is a true Wild West over here. Yes. While the horses keep getting faster, the West stays the same.
Yeah. So how do you see this moving forward? It's running now. You have inventory on the site already. You've already got people that have signed up. What is the next sort of step for you? Is it just going out there and just getting as many brokers as you can?
It's a good question. It's like whenever you build an e-commerce place or a marketplace, you have that chicken and egg situation. Which one is first? And it's the boats themselves, or it's the dealer, or it's the customers. We realized from very early on that the most important thing is to get one dealer or two dealers and concentrate on their listings as heavily as possible to make sure that they benefit and they get the maximum results from Yelp. So we're not really going after the quantity. While at some point, this is going to be a normal progression of the platform. But for now, we want to concentrate on one or two dealers and help them succeed. Because the only way for us to succeed as a company is if the brokers and dealers start seeing results on Yachtway. So that's like our approach way.
And the nice thing about this is you just need to get your license and you can list. That's it. There's no trying to become a member of association or trying to just network your way into whatever click it is. It's just get your license, come and list.
Yeah. The whole idea is, you're absolutely correct, because most of these brokers, while it's great that there are a lot of experienced brokers out there, but we have to make space for the new generation. And if we don't do that now, then at some point, this yachting industry is just going to become like a limping industry that is not being driven forward by the new generation. You need change.
We have this new generation that is much more eco-conscious. They are aware of the planet. They still want to have all the great things, and they deserve the great things. They've earned the money. They deserve to spend it the way they want, but they're also wanting to do better as well. But those things aren't being taken into account. Do you think it will make that path smoother?
I think so, because like I said earlier, the whole industry has been really segmented. So there's no connection between the shipyards, the dealers, and the customers. They all navigate on different platforms. While we pull them all together into one platform, it helps the customer to understand all sides in a much more, they're being more informed about the information that they can access to. For example, we have literally designed every single icon showcasing dry head, wet head, hard drives. Every icon is custom designed so a client can actually understand what these options are without going online and start Googling and trying to find out and try to make sense of this very complex world.
Sometimes I think there's something lost in translation.
That's the thing with boats. A lot of deals fall through because people and customers are scared to ask questions. They're scared to ask, what is anti-fouling? Right? They don't want to sound dumb. So they rather say, you know what, I'm not ready to buy yet, or I'll come back to you. So if we don't educate the people who are willing to spend millions of dollars, we can't expect them to educate themselves because they don't have that time.
I'm really excited to see how this plays out in the future, where can they obtain a license?
Every state is different. For example, in Florida, there's a Florida broker's license that you can just, literally you can go to government website and there's all the information that you need to apply for it. It's super simple. You don't even need to show up anywhere. It's everything is done online. So, yeah.
So there's many ways to do it, but this way there's all sorts of legal stuff that comes along with that. And I think that's important.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Dale, I thank you ever so much for your time, and I really do wish you the best of luck. And let's catch
thank
up in about 6 months from now and see where things are going.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
You've been watching the owner and co-founder of a new MLS platform for yacht brokerage, Yachtway. His name is Hago out of Miami. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlog right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.